Do 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 do. I think we're live. I think so. Let's see here. Live, live, live. All right, I think we are live. Hi, everybody. Hi, peoples. I am currently in Los Angeles with my beautiful wife, who's doing something over there. I think she's drying her hair or something that women do. Those silly creatures. But I wanted to get a live stream in because I didn't want to miss a good Monday. I had a great Saturday and Sunday. Not like just kind of off the internet. I was still obviously posting on Instagram because, I can't help myself. We're close to the election. Things are heating up and the world needs comedy and salmon and honey. But I wanted to tell some stories about LA just from being here. I thought Amy could help with some of these stories, but so we get here, and I had just come off this like bender. Hang on, let me check the settings. I think I can amp up the quality of the stream a little bit here. Output. So I was just coming off this bender, learning all about Hollywood people being complete like psychopaths, right? And oh, there's some people filing in. Nice. I didn't give very much warning for this one. Sorry about that. Bender, city of hepatitis. Yeah, dude, there's a serious energy here. So, all right. So, Dennis Prager's people, Prager University. I'm performing for their gala tonight with Stephen Harper, the former Prime Minister of Canada. So they put us up in this nice hotel. They put us up in. I'll just. It'll remain nameless. Not that it matters. It has plenty of security. But so they put us up in this nice hotel, and I had just gotten done doing all these streams about how like Nicole Kidman's dad like ate some little kid in Australia. And so there's an award ceremony happening right below us with Nicole Kidman in it. And so I'm just kind of freaked out. I don't want to be around these people. And it's not because I'm like scared of them or intimidated of them. I just don't want to be around people that may or may not be like eating kids. Call me old fashioned. So we thought about going to another hotel and Amy couldn't stop laughing. Do you want to tell any of the story, love? But Amy couldn't stop laughing because she kept saying that I was just this tormented man. She laughs when I'm tormented, which is a good thing because, if not, she'd have a pretty rocky life, I think, because I'm tormented quite a bit. Want to tell some of the story? This is
Sure.
my wife, Amy.
Hello. I'm getting ready right now.
So tell the story.
Wait, so the okay, so we realize that the award ceremony is downstairs and there's just a bunch of like A-list actors and I hope I'm telling the right story, but you're just like in bed and like we decided to like get room service because we decided we don't want to like go we don't want to leave our hotel rooms. We don't like walk through the lobby, which is the only way like in and out of the hotel pretty much. So
Yeah, and we call the front desk. I'm
we're
like,
kind of like confined to the room.
we call the front desk. I'm like, is there any way out of here that isn't through the lobby? And the guy didn't know it. He didn't understand the question because I don't think
Oh,
people ask.
okay.
What happened?
No, I could just like see my. It's a
What are
good
you
thing I have
doing?
pants on
Oh
because you can see
yeah,
my reflection in the mirror
I was
behind
about
me.
to say you're clothed, right?
I am, but I'm
But
still in the room.
like I called the front desk. I'm like, is there any way through the out of here that we don't have to walk to the lobby? And the guy didn't understand. He was basically like, you don't want to walk through the beautiful people? He didn't say that, but he meant that. And I was like, how do I stay away from these people?
And then like so yeah, we decided to order room service. So we get like we treat ourselves to a nice little thing of champagne because it's like our first night away from the kids ever without being in a hospital room. And so Owen's still like sulking in the cover, just like this sucks, like LA sucks, like and like meanwhile there's like this beautiful sunset outside and he's like drinking champagne like in bed next to me and he's just like truly like sad and devastated. I'm like, who are you? Like you're just like a tormented
The
man.
tormented man. And so that's our theme now. We just had a really nice breakfast before I did like Michael Knowles's show, Daily Wire. That was fun. But I just kept looking around at these like these people. And she just kept laughing. You find it funny that I'm tormented, right?
Yes, it's funny.
That
It's funny, like, as long as you're, like, still not so tormented that you can laugh at it. If you get to a point where you're so tormented that you're consumed and you can't even find humor in it, then we'll have a problem.
Right, but then how funny is it? What's tonight?
Oh yeah, and then tonight there's another award show here, and the main honoree is Tom Hanks, and
And
Oprah Winfrey is
Oprah.
one of the special presenters.
It's literally just alleged pedophiles celebrating themselves every night. And we don't even know what these awards are.
Well, the one tonight is for like human.
Trafficking?
I think it's something along those lines.
Not joking. There's a sign in the lobby of the hotel that says, "Watch out for human trafficking." I'm not joking.
Yeah, it's like it's right at the registration desk. That desk is like, look for signs of human trafficking.
Not joking. There's a sign that says, "Look for signs for human trafficking." And tonight's award show, it's like global. It's so creepy. And
It
so
is creepy.
it.
I'm gonna keep getting ready.
All right, cool. And so all these people, they just keep celebrating themselves and spending money to be awarded all these things, and it's always somehow tied into like weird kid stuff or trafficking stuff. And witchcraft is on the rise, so there's that. All right, well, you guys get the idea. It's a weird city, and it's so beautiful that it's odd how ugly it is on the inside. And one of my buddies, Jordy, works at Comedy Central. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. We actually rebonded over a. I thought that he was messing with me, but I was posting this thing. What did I say? I called Hollywood. It's basically like a unicorn with AIDS. And he was like, "It's a good city. It's not the city causing how you feel or whatever." And I was like, "Dude, Comedy Central sucks." You know, I just unleashed. And then we started texting. He was like, "Oh no, that was really funny, but I didn't mean it like that." He's like, "We're still boys." I was like, "Oh, okay." So me and him actually rebonded over one of my classic tormented man overreactions. But we're having a really good time. Don't think that I was like a buzzkill the whole time, but I'm not gonna pretend that it's nice living in a city that. Or just even visiting a city where there's just human shit on the street, and like, there's like a sadness and a selfishness here that's unique. Because that's what I was saying to my buddy. It's like, this isn't a normal city. Normal cities don't have 10 million undocumented people everywhere, and have like an industry pretty much run on like child abuse. I don't know. There's a real sickness in this town. All right, if you want to PayPal.me/ Feed the Bear, if you want to super chat me. I'm going to read some of those today. I don't know how long I'll be on here for. I'm going to do some news stories here and then whatever. I put up another special for free. So thanks to all the bears that have bought specials or their Patreons or they do super chats or whatever, because it allows us to be able to do this. Because I like to be able to bring you guys as much comedy as I can. The woman who played my mother on Sullivan and Son reached out to me and said she just watched Black and White, the new special we just put up from Houston, and said she was dying laughing, and we reconnected, and it's awesome to talk to her. She's a really special lady. Coddington produced that, our sweet, sweet boy. All right. Hi, guys. New special, Black and White. Yep, Coddington Barrett, Sweet Prince Productions. Is that really what? Sweet Prince Productions? Yeah, that's what he named his production company, because just from one night of intense teasing. Yeah, it's a good one. Thanks, BB and Content. Oh, sweet. It was hilarious. Oh yeah, I'm glad you guys liked it. The feedback seems good. Because it's just simple. It's very simple. And the venue turned out, it was real intimate, and the people were all around me. And it wasn't super big. Because I can't always get booked at mainstream venues. There really is a clamp down on where people like me can be booked, because I don't approve of the ritualistic torture of children. And that's true, by the way, which is insane. And Amy was making fun of me. Amy, how did you put it? I don't want to put words in your mouth. We were talking about how I was like the dude bro at the spirit cooking. I would be
Yeah, no, that's like literally what I said.
dude bro spirit cooking guy.
Yeah.
Because she was joking. She was like, "Did you see stuff like that when you were out here?" Because me and her were on a bender, kind of looking down some deep rabbit holes. And I was like, "No, I don't think so." But that's why that movie's called Eyes Wide Shut. until you're alerted to something, you don't see it. Your eyes are open, but you don't see it. And then once you see it, your eyes are just open. Like, eyes wide shut is how you don't see things hiding in plain sight. And she was joking. She was like, you're such like a fun, feel-good guy most of the time when you're not a tormented man. And she was like, you're the dude that would be at a party and you'd be like, hey, this party's awesome, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure they just like ate a kid in the other room. But other than that, it's really fun. Like, I had some really good conversations. I got a lot of beers. Yeah, I mean, pretty sure someone ate a kid. But as long as you don't focus on that part, it's a pretty fun party. A cult only means hidden. Yeah, and then there's this whole conspiracy theory about a cult itself. A cultist it means oculist, which is an eye doctor. And there used to be this whole cult of eye doctors. That'd be a good skit, Owen. Another good skit that I was riffing with Knowles about is just being in the Benjamin family house. And like every 10 minutes, I just open up my office door and I'm like, Amy, they're actually witches. And then the door closes and then I open the door. I'm like, Bill Clinton literally like ate a kid. And then door closes. It's just the escalation of me going down rabbit holes. And because witchcraft is now being publicly promoted, by the way. So there's that. Like, I'm like straight, like normal Catholic Republican Michael Knowles. Me and him were talking about it today. He's like, dude, they're literally promoting witchcraft. And so we just kept going back and forth between Bill and Hillary, where it's like, Hillary, I kind of want to eat this boy from Yale, Michael Knowles. And Hillary's like, should we eat him, Bill? He's like, if he was scared before he died, it'll get me a bit of a rush, a little high. But I don't know, Hillary. I'm 145 years old. It's like, Bill, just eat Knowles. It's like, he's so soft and precious and womanlike. Satanists are nihilists that want to dress like Halloween all year. Yep, I'm pretty sure this one chick that I dated 5 years ago tried to put a spell on me. I'm serial. Did Knowles put an episode today? Yeah, we'll be in a couple hours. And then Barack Obama's like, guys, I'm here for the gay sex. I like to put my penis in a man's ass. And then I expect him to do the same for me. I don't like condoms. I think they're cowardly. And I'll eat a kid if I have to. But that's not my thing. My thing is gay sex with a man. Preferably Justin Trudeau. Owen would not be inquiring as to the kind of dipping sauces. Well, no, that's the thing. It's like I was the dude who was just so focused on good vibes that I truly didn't see some shit that now. And I think that they really jumped. The reason that they do the Believe Women and Me Too and all this stuff, it's to just pull all of the focus away from all these women saying that they were like raped and ritualistically tortured by a lot of these people. Like, there's a lot of accusations against Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks and all these people, and I can't prove that. I'm not saying to lock these people up, because I require proof. I require due process. That's my whole thing. But like the amount of allegations against some of these people is insane, and so I think that's why they went so manic about this stuff. I think that's one reason why they're so manic about Donald Trump. Because that's one thing that kind of swung me down the dark road of conspiracy theories that kind of make you feel like you're crazy. It's because their reaction to Trump isn't justified. And something's up with it. Like, there's something going on with their reaction to Trump. It's one thing to just be against a boorish man if you're like a high-class person and you're like, oh, Donald Trump speaks like our help. He's very crude. That's one thing. Also, it's another thing to be like a Democrat and not like conservative policies. I've experienced that my whole life. It's another thing to be like a bat. It's all right. This is a bit of a, it's all right. Just drying her hair. To be like a batshit crazy, like everybody's Hitler, everyone's a Nazi. Like, this isn't normal. For you young people, this is not normal. Have people been at each other's throats in politics? Of course, but it was never like this. So my whole question is why, and I think there's a lot of perverts. Like, Don Lemon's blatantly a pervert. Like, he's up to some shit. And so someone like Trump comes around, and Trump, I bet they don't have they don't have blackmail on them like they do everybody else. Like, they probably have Bill Clinton on camera, like trying to bang someone to death and then eating them or something. Like, these people are monsters. And so they keep the secret because they all have dirt on each other. I don't think they have dirt on Trump. Trump is arresting pedos and human traffickers. Yeah, dude, there's a human trafficker sign in this hotel. All right, let me go through some of these. All right. Oh, tour. Hugepianist.com. December 6th, Salt Lake City. December 7th, Denver. Almost sold out. December 8th, Albuquerque. December 9th, Phoenix. December 10th, Vegas. Get tickets now. They're going. So it's already going to be a party in each of these cities. We've already sold a lot of tickets. So get tickets now. It's going to be a blast. It's also where you can get my last special. And if you like the ones that I put up for free, you can tip me at paypal.me/feedthebear. Or because the next one I'll be able to shoot in a higher quality. If you notice, the black and white sound is better than the one from the Kelsey in Florida. But, you know, I'm just trying to get as many jokes out for as many people as possible. All right, what's this? New York City synagogue vandalism suspect is former City Hall anti-hate crime intern. See, that's what they do. The leftist media will tell you a story, and then if it doesn't fit the agenda, they'll just bail on the story. The person who wrote all that stuff on the synagogue that they said was a Trump supporter, turns out it was a black guy working for Barack Obama previously. And so they don't follow up on what happens with the story. You know, kind of like what happened in Haiti. So the Clinton Foundation does all this work to raise money for Haiti, and they built nothing and solved nothing. And then one of the top Clinton aides got arrested for trying to human traffic people out of Haiti. Oh, and that James DeLafont guy, the Comet Pizza guy, the Pizzagate John Podesta guy, the creepiest thing about the whole thing that no one talks about is that he owns a museum called Pegasus Museum right down the street from the pizza place. That's never been open for the public. And here's a little loophole in the art dealing world, is they can have living art. And so living art gets imported from other countries and stored in a museum that no one's ever been in, owned by a guy from the Comet Pizza scandal, who also has art and images all over his own Instagram and pizza shop and all that of child rape. And he's listed as one of the most powerful people in DC from owning a pizza store. If that checks out with you guys as a wacky conspiracy theory, then you're just lying to yourself, because you don't want the responsibility of having to say this out loud and face the reality of it, and face the, you know, the fact that people are going to want to hurt you potentially because you're speaking the truth. But here's the thing, is they come after their own a lot of times. I've noticed that about these creeps. If you're not scared and if you're not ashamed, there's nothing they can really do. Browning Bear says you're a coward. I don't know if that's talking about me or someone else. What does Joe Rogan think? I don't care at all. Alfonta's mom had a connection to Aleister Crowley too. Yeah, she also defended a pedophile publicly. Elefantis is French for the love of infants. Yep, James Elefantis. Theo Von's show has a pizza place as a sponsor, and they use the pedo symbol. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go down that route. I'm just sticking with what's obvious and provable. Oh, and living art, hang on, is an art term. It doesn't mean animals. Let me know why you came to that conclusion, because from my research, that's not true at all, that it does mean living animals. Oh, and can I be verified as Cranky Bear? Welcome, Cranky Bear. What do you think of the pianist in Eyes Wide Shut? You know, he did a pretty good job. Can't wait for White Supremacist. Yeah, White Supremacist is going to be a good time. Check it out. Anderson Cooper has a childhood photo with his mother under a shrine to Satan. Oh, and the woman arrested in Haiti now runs the Amber Alert system. Yeah, it's all hiding in plain sight. She got arrested in Haiti for human trafficking. And the Clintons got her out of it, and it was out of Haiti. It's very, very weird. But it's not something that I'm gonna dwell on, because that's not a way. You gotta be able to build your own culture. It's not about just saying how awful everyone else is. Yeah, they're disgusting. They're most likely disgusting pedophiles that abuse and torture children. So let's build a stronger culture and beat them. This is something I noticed that only in Los Angeles. So we're getting off the plane, and there's a guy that just stands there. It says, "Please wait here. Thank you." And it's only because there was somebody, I believe it's because there was someone famous over there. So I'm guessing, you know, Spielberg was fresh off a flight from Thailand, just reeking of little boy blood, and needed his privacy. As my beautiful wife. California University encourages child sex play, tells parents to let kids watch porn. Yeah, that's for those of you that think that that's not real because you're cowards, that's from University of Santa Barbara. And also, if anybody wants to devil's advocate that from the other side on my Instagram, I'll immediately block you and screenshot who you are, because I don't want you looking at pictures of my family, because I think you're like literally disgusting. So I'm not in the mood to really debate anymore with a lot of these issues. I think that time is gone. And the people that usually are like, well, how do we come together? How do we meet in the middle? It's like, there is no middle on child abuse. If you try to defend it in any way, you're not allowed on my social media, because my social media isn't the right to speak. You're allowed on Instagram. You're allowed on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. I mean, a lot of those places will coddle you if you're a pedophile. But on my platform, it's basically like, are you allowed to own a house, but you're not allowed in my house? So as long as I have an account, and I'm starting to realize that most of the heat I've gotten on social media, like the deplatforms and all that, it's come from NAMBLA and come from a lot of these pro-pedophile organizations, because I'm pointing out abusers of children. And I didn't realize how common this shit is and how just accepted it is and how they're trying to bring it into mainstream. No, children should not be allowed to watch porn. Adults shouldn't watch porn. It's bad for your brain. If whether or not you think it's right or wrong, or if you believe that right or wrong exists, it rewires your brain so that it makes you more dead inside sexually. And it makes you feel empty and depressed. It's a fact. It's like eating pounds of Skittles, what that would do to your taste buds. It just ruins your brain. So having children watch porn is horrible. Like, adults shouldn't watch porn. And that's not me being puritanical. That's just, it's not healthy for you. So the fact that these are now studies from universities is completely telling as to why the hatred of Trump is so vicious. It's one thing if someone just doesn't like his politics or something, but keep an eye on people that are like, Donald Trump is Hitler, like, we need to tear him out. Like Dan Harmon, that Dan Harmon guy that has a mock video of him raping a baby, who is the creator of that cartoon Rick and Morty. And he's on camera saying that 26% of America are Nazis. And just like cancer, they have to cut him out. And he's advocating the murder, the genocidal murder of 26% of America. It's on camera. And he's also been accused of rape by several women. And of course, just the joke of him raping a baby. And this brings me to another point. And I'll stop being a buzzkill soon. But I brought up that Pete Davidson was mocking that vet with the eye patch. And people were like, well, it's comedy, though. Aren't you the proponent of free speech? I'm like, people don't understand what comedy means, and they don't understand the rules of comedy. It is an art form. Saying everything is comedy isn't valid. That's like saying everything is classical music. Comedy is a thing. It's an art form. You can't just – what's subjective is funny. Like, what is funny is subjective. Like, if you see a drunk girl being like, men suck, I hate all of you, you're all so stupid, and I'm the best, and she falls down a flight of stairs, to you, that would be funny, potentially. You'll just laugh. To her, it's not funny. That's what's subjective. That's funny is subjective. Comedy isn't. Comedy is an art form. It's the art form of making people laugh. And so he wasn't doing comedy. And someone said, well, he made fun of his father who died in 9/11. Why can't he make fun of just an injury? I'm like, because that was his father. That was his tragedy to mock. Mocking this war hero isn't his tragedy to mock. It's not even a friend of his. It's not even a member of his political party. It obviously wasn't in good taste as far as like mocking a friend. And people are like, oh, so you have to be raped to do a rape joke? And it got exhausting. I was trying to like just battle these people on Instagram because I desperately wanted young people to understand these things, because it's frankly slightly terrifying how sociopathic people are becoming. I was like, no, you can do the subject of rape as a joke, but to mock a rape victim specifically, like, haha, you're a rape victim. Look, you look so stupid as a rape victim, which is what he did about the eye. He was mocking the disability. That's night and day different. Like, I do a bit about pedophiles where I go into a Walgreens and I say, hey, excuse me, where are the pedophiles? And the guy's like, what? And I'm like, where are the pedophiles? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, you want me to say it out loud? Fine. I have long toenails and I'm in desperate need of a pedophile, and I've looked all over the place and I can't find one. So just tell me where the pedophile is, man. How hard is that? And he's like, pedophile? Oh no, they're not called that. And I'm like, well, what's it called if I hired someone else to cut my toenails? And he's like, a pedicure. I'm like, but what is it? He's like, a file. And I looked at him, and at that point he knew it should be called a pedophile. He's like, aisle 8. And I'm like, I'm going to need that in a complete sentence. He's like, the pedophiles are in aisle 8. And I'm like, thank you. And then I left because I don't need a pedophile. I have great toenails. I just wanted the potential of some creep in aisle 8 to be like, they're on to me, and run out. Okay, so that's a joke just about the word pedophile. I could even do a joke about pedophiles, like actual pedophiles. Like, it must be a really big day for a pedophile when he buys the van. That's a financial commitment, right? That is not the same thing as what James Gunn was doing, saying, I'm so happy I could rape a boy. And if people don't get the difference, they're either psychopaths with no conscience, or they're so brainwashed that they can't see the fault of themselves or their own group. Because mocking a victim, like, ha-ha, you're a victim, you have to either be part of that group where at that point you can alleviate stress. And it actually shows camaraderie where you can defang an incident, or you can't do that. That's not comedy. That's just aggressive. That's just aggression. It's cruelty. Like, okay, beating and killing a child isn't comedy. Okay, now just take those principles and put it into the verbal. So irony, juxtaposition, me saying, if someone says, you're literally Hitler, and I say, thanks, but not yet. You know, he's a big hero of mine, but maybe one day. And someone's like, how do you do that? I mean, that's irony. That's just a flip. That's the joke there is revealing that person never actually thought you were Hitler. Because if you act like you take pride in it and they look surprised, it reveals instantly that they were using it as a shame tactic and not being honest at all. And so what comedy is, there's so many types of it, but none of it was what that guy did. With that guy with the patch, it would just fall under cruelty. Like, just going up to a one-legged man and just saying, you look stupid with one leg or something, it just isn't funny. And it doesn't really make people laugh. Like, that's a false audience reaction. Like, I've done stand-up for so many years, and I've tried so many things that you can trust me, just plain cruelty does not make people laugh. You can make something sound like cruelty, but it actually isn't if you're skilled at it. But that isn't funny to people unless he's one of the tribe, and he wasn't. And so I just think that's important for people to understand that comedy is an art. It's same with drama. Drama, comedy. If you look through like action movies, action adventure, drama, comedy, it isn't anything. Like, if I said Schindler's List is funny, because honestly, I've watched scenes of Schindler's List and laughed because it's so over the top dramatic that it makes me laugh. Same with what was that movie? An Inconvenient Truth. If you rewatch An Inconvenient Truth now, like watching how none of the predictions came true and Al Gore is just a very pathetic and sad man. The Inconvenient Truth is that he lost to Bush and he keeps referring to the Bush election. That means you find it funny, but it isn't a comedy. And I think moving forward, we really have to understand the definition of words because it isn't what you think it is. Like, you can't just invent, change words and say, shirt. Well, okay, this is a shirt. And you're like, no, that's a bottle. And you're like, this could be many different things. It could be, it's an object. It's a bottle. It's a coffee holding device. But it isn't a shirt. And with this modern atheistic, postmodern, nihilistic world, people are so just flippant with any rule at all. And they're just indulging their own short-term desires. They literally just can be like, oh no, this is a shirt. That's my truth. The concept of my truth is weird. It's like, oh no, that's comedy. It's like, it's not comedy what that guy just did. That's propaganda. It's the best way, the nicest way to describe it would just be political propaganda. You could also describe it as cruelty. You could describe it as narcissism. You could describe it a million ways, but it isn't a joke. And I've laughed a lot at many jokes that have come from the left against Trump and against other people if they're just worded properly or they aren't based in just erratic female cruelty. Because a lot of these leftists are now just acting like a menstruating woman on methamphetamines. You know, if you've ever met a menstruating woman on methamphetamines, many times who just went through a breakup and they're drunk and they can't find their purse and their shoes hurt their feet and they're cold. You take that woman and you make that a political party, and that's the modern Democrats, where they just like, I want a sandwich right now because you're an asshole. It's like, just stop. Just tell me what you want. We can get you a sandwich if we just find. I want a sandwich. You're an asshole. You're. I never liked. I hate you. I hate your face. That's exactly how they act. And then the Republicans and the Libertarians and just the previous Democrats that are not menstruating drunk women are typically in a constant state of backpedaling. And I'm not in that state of backpedaling. And I implore you to not be in that state of backpedaling where you're constantly defending the rants of a crazy person where it's like, yeah, an asshole face and you're like Hitler. I swear you're like a Hitler. And you're like, no, I'm not though. I'm not a Hitler. Like, you know, it's like, yeah, now you're a liar too. And you're a dragon. You're a dragon. It's like dragons don't exist. They've never existed. They're only in paintings. It's like what I say is right. You're a dragon in face and your feet look like accordion feet, fag. And you're like, I don't think feet can be accordion. And it's like, now you're even more stupid face, dragon feet. And so that's what it is. You know, they're literally just like, Donald Trump is Hitler face. And it's like, I'm going to take off my clothes and puke on my tits. And you're like, what's that going to accomplish, Chelsea Handler? And she's like, don't tell me to not do that. I'm a Jew. We had puke on tits. That I'm not exaggerating. That those are the arguments they're making. They're just like, you hate Jews. It's like, no, I don't hate Jews. I just hate the argument you're putting forward. Hitler, Jew, I puke on tits. Dragon, penis. By the way, I'm giving a better argument than a lot of the Democrats are currently giving. They're like, I'm going to take all the guns. I'm going to take all the meanness. I'm going to take all the money because money's bad because money's evil bad. And the guns, I'm just going to take everything because your guys are a bunch of dragons. And then I'm going to puke on my own tits. Am I exaggerating? Of course not. You just, I mean, the Russians are doing some shit, and you know it. You know it. You know the Russians are doing it. Admit it. Well, there's no evidence. Yeah, because you're fucking sneaky Jews. It's hysterical. The sneaky Jews. All right, let's keep going. What do you got here? That sure makes me laugh. Hispanics continuously become more and more American and not leftist when they are in America for a while. Here's a very happy, go lucky Mexican man that says Beto, fake Mexican, real pendejo. It's true. Like, my wife's family is part Mexican and they're all on the right. The reason that Mexicans a lot of times will vote left is because they keep importing them. Like, they're like, you know, you have all these witches like Hillary Clinton and Meryl Streep. They just got done eating a baby or something. And they're like, come into America. Yeah. And the Mexicans are like, hola, ¿cómo estás? And they're like, do you want a card? Do you want a card to get, you know, you want a card? Then you got to vote for all this bullshit or we're going to eat you. And they're like, oh, puto. Puto, chingo tu madre. Chinga tu madre, puto. It's like, whatever that means. You're dragon tits. All right, what else I want to show you guys? Let's see here. And then I'll read some super chats. Oh, that was before me and Amy had kids. This is walking on the beach. And I posted this talking about how that beach was once beautiful. And every time we come back, or every time I come back, this is the first time she's been back in a bit. There's more and more like tents and like dead people and stuff just like on the beach.
Dead people?
It's not really dead people. You know what I mean? There is a dead person somewhere. That came from your grandma's story. That's hilarious. And if you pay like $2 million for a condo, you can be in the part of the beach that doesn't have AIDS. Or if you're an active part of NAMBLA, you can get into Malibu. But other than that, it's pretty gross. So I posted this and everyone just kept talking about my ween. They're like, oh, someone's pinching a tent in your pants. How small are dudes' dicks, by the way? Of course that's a limp ween. Not to be gratuitous, but I have to defend this because it happens all the time to me. Like, people keep talking about my wiener. Like, I always have a boner. Like, are people's dicks, like, dead now? That's a normal, just normal ween crease. And everyone's like, oh, you got a boner. It's like, well, if you think that's a boner, you have no dick. Like, you literally are a dickless dude. You're a dickless dude. I'm sick of being treated like a piece of meat. Oh, that was Andrew Klavan today popping in to tell me not to say hi to Steven Crowder. So, Klavan's hilarious. He's paranoid about the midterms. He's like, man, I don't think we got it. I think we do. I can't imagine, unless someone's just, you got to be just retarded. Because even if you don't have money in the stock, because I was talking to Knowles about this. You know, I think Trump's right for talking about the caravan over the economy. The economy is crushing, right? A lot of people don't care as much as people think about the stock market. He's created a lot of jobs, which a lot of people care about. And he's deregulated areas where people won't lose jobs. But, you know, a lot of people don't have a half a million on the NASDAQ. You know, it's not really as much of a pitch as secure borders, because people don't understand it. It has nothing to do with racism, obviously. At this point, if you need to be reminded that, just don't vote. You're retarded. It's a lot of people, these undocumented migrant workers, they undercut everyone's job, you know. All the Democrats make these regulations where you have to pay workers' comp and minimum wage and all this stuff, and then come in a bunch of people that you don't have to do that with because they're not American. They're not on paper. They have the same one with these visas for tech firms, H1 HPV visas or whatever. They bring in these cheap workers to do what Americans would do, but there's so many Democrat-created laws that they can't afford to hire Americans. So they make laws so Americans can't be hired because they're trying to say, oh, we're going to get you more money by making it illegal to pay you less than $16 an hour and give you medical and all this stuff. And so then instead of the employers doing that, a lot of times they'll just hire non-Americans, or they'll turn you into a computer screen at a kiosk. So that's really what it is. You know, some people, like Hollywood, sees illegal migrants as sex slaves or people to be sacrificed and have their blood drunk. Hillary, was he scared when he died? Because I want him scared when he died. I get a little high. They just see him as total animals, just to be used and abused. And if you drive around the hills here, every single gardener and landscaper and maid, they're all Mexican, every one of them, because they can underpay them, they can rape them, they can abuse them, and there's no recourse because they're scared, because they don't want to get sent back. And so if you care about people, you want legal immigrants, because it undercuts the a lot of people that just want to work. You know, being on tree crews, illegal Mexicans are job competition. They're not slaves to my people. And so I'm guessing a lot of you guys relate to that. And so having a world without borders, where you can televise 15,000 people in a migrant caravan. And Ben Shapiro is way underplaying this when he's like, it's probably going to be a couple hundred and it's not a big deal. Yeah, if that was happening in Israel, I think he'd think it was a big deal. If there was 15,000 people from, Qatar or like Iraq heading for Israel, and they were saying, we're not going to check them at the border, he would be spiraling. So that's a bad Shapiro. There's good Shapiro, bad Shapiro. That's a bad Shapiro. Him downplaying that and downplaying the emotions of knowing that your government will not protect you at the border is a very powerful feeling. A lot more than saying, oh, look, we're up a couple points on the stock market, those of you that have $8,000, you know, because it's cool for job growth and the economy. Him doing a good job of the economy is huge and it's awesome. But the feeling of safety, and Amy pointed this out, we're looking at all these houses with walls. You know, like shitty little houses here, like $2 million and they all have walls. And Amy's like, if you're against walls, you shouldn't be allowed to have a wall. And I'm like, baby, we've been doing that meme now for a while, but I'm glad you finally saw it. It's true. If you don't believe in walls for us, then we should just be able to just walk on your land. And Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman and all these people would be like, no, then they'll witness us eating babies. And so they can't do that. Hey, on, please get good Ben, bad Ben. Which Ben will we get today? Birch Gold. It's hilarious. Won't let me send another one. I wanted to be verified as Fun Size Bear. Welcome, Fun Size Bear. We're going to start rescinding citizenship for many illegals taking benefits. They're done. That'd be nice. Spiro's a hypocrite on many issues. I'm not going to disagree with that, but I think overall he's a good voice in the wilderness, but sometimes he says stuff where I'm like, you got to be kidding me, dude. Like, James Gunn shouldn't be fired, but Roseanne should be fired? That's wild. I can't afford PayPal at the moment, but can I be Scarecrow Bear? Welcome, Scarecrow Bear. Yeah, you don't have to pay for to be verified. It just helps when you got, you know, right now there's 1,116 people watching, and then, you know, I haven't been reading as much lately, and I've realized why. It's because of how many PayPal messages and emails and comments I read. I read like thousands of words a day, and they're all coming from you guys. And I think it's been very good for my mind and my soul, to be honest with you. Just a direct, I'm just reading the hearts and minds of people. And I read a lot. I can't get to all of them, obviously, but I do as well as I can. And I appreciate what you guys. So youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy to see some of the free specials I put up. And I'm going to have a lot of new jokes in December. Let me see here. Give me 1 second. Because I know the people need the new jokes. Yeah, give me a second here. Yeah. It's going to be called Height Supremacist. Bob, do you like Height Supremacist? You like it? Amy?
Oh, sorry, yes. Oh. I love it.
You like it?
It's amazing. It's my favorite title so far.
I can't tell if she's just being over the top nice about it because she didn't hear me the first time, or she really loves it.
No, I do love it. I think it's genius.
You like Guns N' Roses? Sweet. We're hanging out with the former prime minister tonight. World leader action. That's exciting. And Prager and all the guys. All right, let me go through some of these. And I got some from before. I gotta get a better system of being able to read the ones that you guys send me when I'm not streaming. Because right now I have many that have just happened since we've been streaming. I'll try and get to the ones today. Lucas, thanks for putting the Houston show on YouTube. Don't dive too deep into conspiracy stuff, man. Even considering that there is truth there, filling your mind with darkness that you have no reasonable means of affecting isn't good for your mind or soul. I agree with that, bud. You're bearing a huge load as it is. Ha ha, load. When I get like that, I try to unplug from media, say a 3-sentence prayer for God to help me clear my mind and go outside to do something I enjoy, even if it's for 15 minutes. It's a good reboot method. Blessings on you, Big Bear. Luke, I totally agree. That's why I'm going to start getting back into music. I was really inspired by this musician. What was the guy's name of?
Rudy Mancuso.
Rudy Mancuso. It's this young kid on Instagram. And at first, I thought he looked douchey because he had this, like, you know, what I consider like Bieber hair, you know, sick on the piano. And my accountant reps is his too. And he was just like, oh, I'm so glad to see that you like that dude. He's awesome. He's such a good dude. And he inspired me to really start diving back in. I want to start like working on some like music, not like me singing or doing ballads or anything, but just like just that intense music, because that helps me zone out. And I'm not going to dive into the darkness, but you guys got to understand, I didn't know a lot of this stuff. I knew about some of the perverts, I knew about some of the secrets, but the amount of it I had to learn, because if I don't know what's in the darkness, like what lurks in the shadows, I can't properly defend my family. So it's something that, although it's easier for me to detach and just listen to, like, you know, Maroon 5 with my friends, I have to know as much as I can so that I can formulate my own opinion and prepare. So, but I agree, it is not a place to stay. I mean, just being here in this hotel with people that I'm pretty sure are legitimate vampires, has made for some dark feelings. All right, last time I donated, I forgot my note. I wanted to respond to your 151 show. You talk about how people say you're using being a comedian as a shield. I agree, but no hate. I think everyone should be able to speak freely. Everyone should be able to make an off-color joke. Is that expression racist? Haha. Or just speak as they will. The issue is there are tone police, thought police out there that will create social pressure on your employer and associates in an attempt to get non-public people fired. What about the fact, reader, insert bus driver, anyone, someone who reads off facts about genetic or FBI statistics and adds no commentary? These people have been attacked. Maybe I'm being pedantic, but I do feel that we should support everyone's right and ability to speak, even the evil ones. Oh, I 100% agree. The only one for me is pedophiles, and I even still think they should be allowed to speak publicly because I want to know who they are, and I don't. The more you can keep people away from echo chambers, the better. When I block people from my own site, it's because mine has a specific purpose. It's to reach people that like me and I like them on a level until I don't. I don't think they should be kicked off Twitter, Instagram, or any of that stuff. And I think this is one of the reasons I think the bear theme took off so hard. It's a very simple half step away from your own name so that you can speak freer. I think that's one reason why people love to be bearified, and people are like, "Yeah, I'm Coffee Bear," because Coffee Bear is slightly different than like Dan with the last name who has a job. And I think that right now the censorship is 100% just coming from leftist authoritarians. That's a fact. And I just think that it. This is one thing I want to avoid in this conversation is thinking that it's a two-way street where it's like, okay, we can meet the middle and, you know, I'll let you say your actual provable facts and you let me talk about having sex with your 5-year-old and, you know, we meet in the middle. No, there is no middle. There's right and wrong. And it's like, I'm not going to bend at all to any of these people ever again. And what I say is what I say, and that's it. And so this whole, like, you know, left has problems, right has problems. It's not comparable, guys. It's not comparable. It just isn't. Because the right has an ability to weed out monsters. There's definitely current pedophiles on the right in Congress. There's probably murderers and adulterers and meth heads and all this stuff. But the difference is the right isn't saying it's okay. That's the difference that people have to understand. The left is saying, hey guys, you have to be more tolerant to child rape. That's the difference that I hope people understand. The right still has a mechanism of weeding out monsters. Do they exist there? Yeah. Every single human being has the ability of evil. That's why I don't get on board the whole, like, whether it's the Jesuits or the Russians or the Zionists or the Rothschild family is what causes all the evil in the world. That is a dodge of your own heart. And I've went down these Rothschild rabbit holes, because when people talk about this, I want to know what they're talking about. So I did a lot of research on that. And what I think a lot of people think the word Zionism means, and I could be wrong on this, they think the Rothschild banking syndicate that really has pushed and funded for wars and shit like that is Zionism. And that isn't the definition of Zionism. It's kind of like the definition of comedy versus funny versus... I think that people are dying for a boogeyman. And the boogeyman's in our hearts. And I think when you look out at demographics of people and you want an easy solution, I've had people write to me that it's definitely the Jesuits. And they will give a similar type of, like, long, detailed, reasoned argument why it's the Jesuits, not the Zionists, as to who's really. And then other people are like, it's the Pope. And then other people are like, oh, deep state America. Other people are like, oh, it's the Hollywood. It's like, no, it's us. Like, we have to have a community that survives and fight by any means necessary and with the most valid thing. You know, have your own family. Don't give in to madness. You know, teach your kids, protect your kids, protect your rights, speak your mind. And I think that's one reason why I can go down these, like, crazy darkness rabbit holes and come out the other end, is because I know I can't stop them by, like, shooting up a building or just me being angry in a little room is going to make people not do these things. I know what needs to be done, and that's being a good husband, a good father, a good role model, doing live streams, doing comedy, you know, showing up on time, working hard, keeping my grass looking nice. Like, these things is how you win, because it's hubristic to think that and just follow guidelines that you read in the Bible or the Constitution or ancient texts and truths that have been passed down to us so that we can survive. And it's not sexy. It's not like you can't just kick in the Jesuit door and shoot everybody and then no more kids get hurt. It's like there are hot, you know, you have the Vatican, you have the city of London, and you have Washington, D.C. are three nations within a nation that are up to some serious dark shit. The only way around that, like, you're not going to beat that. This is a fallen realm. You just have to fight by resisting it in your daily life and not giving in to evil. Because a lot of us aren't tempted by, like, hurting kids or psychotic power acquisition. The temptation of the normal person that isn't a psychopath is to look away and to not say anything and to not do anything in your own life and to say, oh, that's all someone else. Oh, I didn't see anything. And according to C.S. Lewis in with Wormwood, what was that? The letters, the Screwtape letters, that's almost worse, because you know better and you're a coward. So that's kind of what... All right, I'm too old to breed, according to the Peterson bots. Thank you for sharing your life with us. Oh, thank you, Stephanie. Peterson. I guess Peterson gave some really good interview back in comedy and talking down about, you know, mocking leftism and talking about all that stuff. That's all fine. And I'm glad that he says things that are accurate and strong and good and all that. But don't look at him for guidance. He's a liar. And he is. And I still get a lot of heat from that. Like, people are dying for Santa Claus to return. You know, they're like, but Big Bear, have you seen this interview? It's like, dude, he charges $300 to meet him. We have similar audiences. Young males want to do good, want to get married, want to buy a house. That's messed up. And I didn't call him out for that. It was the Kavanaugh tweet. We condemned a condemned man, an unfair man. That I'm not ever going to support the guy. I'm glad that he's saying these things, but you have to understand his motivation is only to keep his audience. He knows what he has to say. He knows what his audience wants. He knows how his audience turned on him. And then he tried to blame Twitter. He was like, oh, I should have blogged it. It was a complicated idea. It's Twitter. It was Twitter's fault. It's like, shut up, dude. But I'm glad that he gave that interview to GQ. But just know, to get in GQ, you have to be one of them. You will never see me in GQ. GQ would never let my words allowed in there. The fact that Jordan Peterson is even in GQ means he is approved opposition. It's all bullshit. So I'm glad for him that he can, you know, I'm glad that some kid out there read that and internalized that thought that, you know, you have to support Count Dankula and all the comedians and all that. But when they need him, when they activate the Peterson bots for political reasons, they own him. And it's not, he's not a free thinker and he's not saying truth at all. If you read anyone in GQ that you agree with, just know it's an illusion because it's GQ. GQ's man of the year was Colin Kaepernick. Before that, Louis C.K. There's also man of the year was Kevin Spacey. It's evil, guys. Everyone knows what these people are. All right, Patrick. Hey, BB, this honey is for Amy. Oh, thank her for making the Bears possible. If she hadn't stuck by you through everything you went through, the Bears wouldn't exist. Isn't that sweet, honey?
That's very sweet.
Also, I'm pretty sure you'd literally die or go insane without her. So buy her beer from the Bears, Arm Texan Bear. I'm going to get you some beers tonight, honey buns.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, bro. That was insanely sweet. She's... Hi, Amy and Owen. Have fun tonight. Take pictures if you get a chance. And it's not weird. Give Dennis and Sue a great big hug for me. I love what they've created with PragerU. I want to thank them every day. I listen to Dennis on Pragertopia. I'm reading his Bible commentary, Rational Bible. I've had a major heartbreak crisis of faith over the past 7 years, which is way too long. Dennis' show and your podcast discussing your struggles has helped me a lot. Big Bear hugs to you and Amy. Amy, you're beautiful. Andrea Lerner Bear. People are giving you props, love, bunny.
Thank you.
Anthony. Hey, Big Bear. Garcia here. Just wanted to give you an update on a situation I had with my medical professor's teachers teaching about transgender kids. Ugh, transgender kids, so gross. I decided to speak with my male professors first about what was being taught, which was the idea that kids are transgender if they express atypical gender behavior. This claim had many flaws. I thought, and to my surprise, all of my professors except one actually admitted that they knew about the flaws. Right, cowards. But were required by the new administration policies to teach that kids can be trans when this behavior is expressed. By the way, they're evil for doing that. It's for money. It's like they know it's wrong, but yet they teach it to be passed on. And by wrong, I'm not talking about stealing a cookie out of a basket. That's putting children in a class of people that have a 40% suicide rate. That's way, way higher than Auschwitz. And minimally, they're just screwed up in the head for life, and they can never have kids. They don't know who they are. It's tragic what they're doing to these kids. I asked if there was any way that I could maybe discuss with the administration about classifying kids who experience transgender behavior like cross-dressing. Identifying with the opposite sex as transgender could be a mistake. My professors actually told me to avoid the discussion as it could actually risk my current seat in medical school. At this point, I feel very at odds with what I should do. I and my class of 60 students are in a specialized pediatric program, so this issue is actually something we will see frequently. I feel like doing nothing will allow future doctors to become comfortable with diagnosing children as trans due to expressing atypical gender behavior. However, at the same time, if I speak out against the administration, then I could potentially be expelled. Do you or the Bears have any advice? Maybe there is a third option I'm not seeing. Much love and stay safe, BB. I suggest you speak out about it and record all the conversations And then if you get expelled, just make it a national thing. And depending on what your debt is or what job you can get from it, I would help you raise money. I know a lot of the Bears would. You can't go along with that. You have to find a way around that. That's fundamental. That's fundamentally bad. So, but I got emails from doctors saying you got to tell that kid to go with the flow or else he'll be kicked out. So I don't want to be personally responsible for telling you something that will derail your entire career. But as a human being, you can't go along with that. It'll rot you from the inside out. Like, look at the cowards of the male professors that you got advice from. You don't want to be that when you're grown up. Your wife won't respect you. Your kids won't respect you. You know, you won't respect yourself. You'll probably get some sort of drug or alcohol problem. You got to figure it out and just get them on tape saying that stuff, saying that you'll lose your seat in medical school if you bring that up. Because that's why this whole, like, because all these psychotic, borderline personality, legitimate psychopaths that are all over Twitter with their blue check marks, they keep quoting, well, according to the research, according to the medical community, according to the medical, you don't want to be that dude. Think about the medical community has now bent the knee to these activists. Instead of the Hippocratic Oath, is that what it's called? They, do no harm. They're doing harm. And so you will then be quoted by these people to justify hormone blockers on a toddler. And I don't think you have kids yet. It's so evil what they're doing that I gave up money and power and a career over this exact issue. But I don't know your situation. I want to give you advice that doesn't put you in a financial problem. But as a human being, you got to figure this out because you can't be that guy that says it's okay to do that. These little kids are going to look at you like when I was a little kid, I used to like knit cloth and shit and like play piano. Imagine if they cut it like they said I was a girl. Like a balanced male has some female traits. A balanced female has some male traits. That's part of being a balanced person. And what they've done is they've created the most absurd gender stereotypes. And if you don't follow them exactly, they will mess with your endocrine system. And they do this for a specific reason. It's because of money. It's because of power. And so don't be a part of evil or else it will take your life. It'll take your soul. It'll make you hate yourself. I'm very passionate about this, but at the same time, I know the pressures you guys are under. I know the debt you're under, and I know I'm sure you worked your ass off to be where you're at. So there has to be a way to protect yourself. Get a lawyer, figure out what the legalities are for this. And cowards are the most influenced by fear and threat. So if they feel, this is one reason why I haven't been recently banned again from YouTube is because the fact I didn't go away and my audience only grew, they realized this, that if there's any way you can threaten their candy train, because these men that are giving you advice, all they care about is money and power and influence. If there's any way they feel like you could embarrass them as the cowards they are, they will back down immediately. And so then you figure out who isn't backing down, and that's the real evil force. But the cowards, the zombies around the vampire, they're easy to make back down. Just make them feel like they could be embarrassed. Like, that's one reason why they, my agent and manager, who were both pretty decent guys, dropped me over this trans issue immediately, is because I became an embarrassment to them at parties. All right. Hey, Big Bear, I sent this previously while you were away with Crowder, but want to make sure you get to read it. Look up the communist and homosexual infiltration of the Catholic Church and seminaries by Bella Dodd in the 1920s, 30s, 40s. Commies infiltrated thousands of homos and commies into the Catholic seminaries, and they've been setting this corruption shit up for decades. Conversely, look up the Lutheran Church, Missouri, LCMS, where they actively resisted that exact thing back in the 70s called Seminex, by expelling hundreds of seminary students and professors for trying to liberalize the church. It is mind-blowing when you realize this. Personally, I've been going to an LCMS church for the past 6 years and really enjoy it. I'd like my bear name to be HEMA Bear, H-E-M-A. Stands for Historical European Martial Arts. We fight fence with long swords and shit. It's epic. That sounds wicked fun, by the way. Welcome. Welcome, HEMA Bear. And yeah, I was talking to Knowles about that today. Like, one of the first things I said to him, I was like, do you want to talk about the Pope? And he started laughing. He's like, you know, he's like, the Pope, this Pope is a bad Pope, and it's really testing. He's like, we've had bad Popes. It's testing the strength of their, you know, it's kind of like having a bad president checks the branches of government and how it can't become corrupted by one branch. So for that, it's good. But the Pope is currently literally trying to change the Our Father. And like, it's real bad. So, and Catholics, like legitimate Catholics, like Knowles knows it, you know, I'm sure a lot of you guys realize the situation you're in too, like the corruption and the just grotesque behavior, you know, gotta take care of your own, but it's not an easy place to be in. That's why I say I'm not anti-Catholic in the sense that I know plenty of, people with Catholic faith that are wonderful people. And I'm sure tons of priests and all that, but way up at the tippy top in the Vatican, you got some dragons to slay. And I don't, you know, must be rough. It's from Joseph. Hey, Ovin, had a good month, so just kicking some honey to my homie in truth. Glad to hear you're getting a truck. As a Texan, I can't approve more. We miss you in Dallas. Keep on keeping on, man. Well, I'll be doing Crowder again in, I think, a week and a half. So I'll be back in Texas. I'm excited about the truck. I got to get out of here, though. I got to do... I gotta do this gala. I'll read one more. Hey, Owen, since Amy is with you, I would like to reiterate my invitation to my wedding next year in Brisbane. Since Amy is there with you, you both can answer, then I can send the invite. What do you think? Brisbane, Australia?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, she's on board. I gotta figure out the logistics. I know, I gotta do an Australian tour. Maybe we can kick it at a wedding. We can't commit, but we would love to do that. But, you know, I can't commit to that right now. But I got to make Australia happen. All right. Hugepianist.com for the American tour I'm doing in December. Let me see if I have that little image thing. December 6th, Salt Lake City. December 7th, Denver. December 8th, Albuquerque. December 9th, Phoenix. December 10th, Vegas. Hugepianist.com. It's going to be the Height Supremacist tour. And I got to get out of here. But make sure you hit the like button, subscribe, share, hit the alert button. You don't need to send me honey and salmon if you're running low on honey and salmon at all. But if you want to send a different type of currency, it's just internet sharing. Hitting the like button and commenting and being a part of the bears and the vibe is it's worth its weight in honey and salmon. What else do I need to tell the people?
That you're a real happy bear.
I'm a happy bear. I'm a tormented happy bear. Am I a tormented happy bear? You just sit on a tack?
No, I sat on a really sticky sticker.
What's the sticker say?
It's just, I don't know where it's from. It's like a tag.
It's the Kidmans.
Where's the Kidman?
Isn't it kind of weird that their name is Kidman? Like Kidman? Does no one else want to point that out?
I think they were given that name like way back in the day.
Do you think it was because...
For a reason.
They're Kidmans. Kidman. Have fun tonight, Big Bear. Her hair looks great. Your hair looks great. I'm tormented too. You're not alone. We pointed that out last time. Sometimes you are tormented. Well, I think life is tormented. I think a lot of people relate when you're just honestly tormented. Amy, you get tormented.
Yeah. I feel like I typically try and pull myself out of it, though. You like to stay in it because you like to figure out why, like, what's causing it more. I kind of just blow it off more.
Yeah. Like, if I'm tormented, I'm like, before I leave this torment, I must know how I got here.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, no way. A butterfly.
I just choose to change my frame of mind.
You're retarded. You're retarded. I'm not retarded. And that's pretty much the deal. So, yeah. What's your beef with short guys? I don't have beef with short guys. It's a joke. Except for short guys that are constantly wondering why everyone cares that they're short. Those guys are a little wacky. All right. Much love, everybody. Hit the like button. Share it. paypal.me/feedthebear if you want to tip me for the last couple specials or whatever. It's kind of, I don't have ads or corporate bullshit. Do I like Ben Folds? I love Ben Folds. Make sure you vote. Make sure you vote. Unless you're going to vote for Democrat, then don't. It's better just to cut off your own dick and balls. But if you're going to make the right decision, get out there and vote. Make your voice heard. And hopefully we just keep on kicking ass. The Bears are here to stay. Amy, any final words?
Thank you for all the lovely words that I heard during the stream. Thank you. That's all.
She's a happy bear. You're a happy bear, Amy.
You said I'm a happy girt.
A happy girt?
Yeah, I was like, what?
What's a girt?
I have no idea.
Is that a girdle type? Is that a form of girdle?
It might be.
She's a happy girt. I'm not stopping the stream. I want it to be weird.
All right. Well, it's weird now.
Hitler did nothing wrong.